Welcome to another week of Who's Gonna Win. Asa Lucas with Matt Mullinex, Chris Parks, and Jim Field. And a very excellent job of prediction by us last week, gentlemen, and happy to have you here.
Good to be back.
Good to be back, yeah.
Yep. Glad I can still be here.
I was very impressed with the 3-7-1 predictions we had by Matt, Chris, and Jim. You all did a phenomenal job there. And I got to pat myself on the back again. 2 weeks in a row of going perfect.
Man.
8-0.
What is starting into your water?
I'm starting to figure this out.
I'm starting to think that there's something that has to do with the fact that the guy who puts together this whole program and the sheet here that we pick goes 8-0 2 weeks in a row. I'm starting to float the conspiracy thoughts here.
I did study under the school of Bill Belichick, if that's what you're if that's what you're going after. So our total records right now, we have Chris in first place still. Matt Mullinex close behind. Chris, you have a record of 40-8. Then Matt, you are 38-10. Close behind is myself with 37-11. And Jim, and fourth, at 32-16.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
If it wasn't for me, you'd be in last place.
You're selfless, Jim. You're very selfless.
I do what I can.
In recapping last week, it started off with Sydney at Cam. We all agreed that Cam would win. Then we had Griswold at East Mills. We all agreed that East Mills would win. That was perfected. Then Jim and I finally broke the curse of us picking together against Chris and Matt, and we came out on top with Exira EHK at Fremont Mills. Jim and I had Exira EHK.
Hey, you've been holding me back.
A lot of anger coming from you this show, Jim.
I'm in last place. What am I supposed to do? Be happy about it?
Then we had Glenn Ralston at Audubon. We all picked Audubon and were correct. Southwest Valley at Riverside. We all picked Riverside. Underwood at Trainer. It was unanimous with Underwood. Shenandoah at Red Oak. This is where Jim went out on a limb predicting Red Oak would win. And Shenandoah was victorious there. And lastly was Creston at Atlantic, where Creston won, and we all picked Creston. So a good week of predictions, very accurate. We'll see what week 7 brings you here on Who's Gonna Win.
Hey Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have California Seedless Red Grapes, only $1.48 a pound. Jack's Original Pizzas, just $2.99 each. And Kraft American Singles, buy one, get one free. Over in the meat department, we have 8-ounce New York Strip Steaks, just $5.99 each. Thick Cut Iowa Pork Chops, only $1.88 a pound. And bacon-wrapped chicken grillers, only $4.99 each. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win, brought to you by Fairway Foods and Rush CPA. Our first game on the agenda here, Fremont Mills at Cam. Chris, let's start with you.
All right. Cam Cougars undefeated, and they are rolling. Fremont Mills, a little disappointing for them last week on homecoming there in their home field. Didn't really much scoring at all in late in that game against Exira EHK. It was pretty much a stalemate in the fourth quarter, and they came up a touchdown short. So I like what Cam's been doing. Owen Hoover also started to step things up defensively for them a little bit, getting in the backfield. So they've got a lot of weapons out there. I like the Cam Cougars at home.
Okay, Jim?
Well, I've been kind of focused in on defense this year and special teams, it seems like, so that's what I kind of focused on again this week. Cam, I notice, has 10 more interceptions than Fremont Mills has, which is a pretty interesting gap there, and 4 of those interceptions have gone back for touchdowns, so I guess the rule of thumb is don't throw against Cam unless you really mean to, because it might go the other way. I like Cam in this one.
Okay, when I was looking at this one, I noticed that both of these teams have a strong rushing attack. Cam right now is averaging 6.8 yards per carry. Fremont Mills is averaging 7. And Braxton Blackburn has been a solid running back for Fremont Mills. But the difference is the pass game for Cam. Chase Speaker is doing a great job. 14 touchdown throws, only 3 interceptions. I like a team that's multifaceted on offense. I got Cam winning. And Matt?
I'm going to go with the Cougars as well at home. They're playing very strong right now. You know, I think with Fremont Mills losing that game last week to Exira, EHK. I think that, you know, that was kind of a good game for the Spartans there. You know, I think that's kind of one of those where Fremont Mills maybe thought they were going to win and didn't. So I think, you know, bouncing back against a good team like Cam is going to be real tough.
Okay. Next up, we have West Harrison Whiting for some eight-player football at Griswold. Now, the question is, Griswold being 0-6, can they get their win here? Jim, start us off.
Can they? Is that your question?
Sure they can.
That's all I'm going to say about that. West Harrison Whiting, I think, just has a little more senior leadership, I guess. They've got more seniors, juniors. The quarterback, McIntosh, it seems like a pretty solid leader for them. Griswold's just awfully young. It's a long drive, but I'm going to take West Harrison Whiting here in this one.
Okay. When I was looking at this one, I wasn't 100% sure on which way to go. But I think this will be a closer matchup than people think. Both of these teams have been getting pounded and would like to find a turning point as the season nears its end. You were talking about McIntosh. He's done a really nice job. 200 pass attempts, 1,200 yards, and 13 touchdowns. And I also was going to talk about being a senior and the experience you've had against a younger Griswold team. I also have West Harrison winning. Matt?
Yeah, I'm going to go with West Harrison as well. You guys alluded to McIntosh back there to the quarterback spot. He's a big contributor to some of these good teams the last couple of years that West Harrison's had, not just on the football field, but the basketball and the baseball. So he knows how to win. The younger team of West Harrison, they look up to him, so he's going to carry them and be crucial in the victory. So I'm going to go with the Hawkeyes on the road.
And Chris.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say there, that Matt was saying with McIntosh. He's been one of those kind of key guys on their really solid basketball teams, good athlete, and I think that he can get some things done. Nolan Birdsall also has done a nice job receiving the football, and then also defensively. He's got 48 tackles to lead him there, so they have more going for him. Griswold's just never been able to kind of find that right footing yet here this season. Like Jim said, they're real young, so I'm going to go with West Harrison.
And with our first two games here on Who's Going to Win, we all have Cam beating Fremont Mills and West Harrison winning against Griswold. We'll take another break and be back here on Who's Going to Win.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA. Now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have California Seedless Red Grapes, only $1.48 a pound. Jack's Original Pizzas, just $2.99 each. And Kraft American Singles, buy one, get one free. Over in the meat department, we have 8-ounce New York Strip Steaks, just $5.99 each. Thick-cut Iowa pork chops, only $1.88 a pound, and bacon-wrapped chicken grillers, only $4.99 each. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
And thanks for sticking with us here on Who's Going to Win. Welcome back as East Mills at Exira EHK. This is going to be the next matchup we're talking about, and I'll start things off for us. Exira EHK has been really impressing me these last few weeks and came out on top against a tough Fremont Mills team. They could end up in control of their district destiny and grab that number two spot, but East Mills, on the other hand, has been battered and bruised along the way. They're down to their third-string quarterback, Jackson Embry, who's done a nice job. Granted, when you're a third-string quarterback and not necessarily prepared as well as you could have been for this season, I think they're asking too much there from Embry. I'll take Exira EHK. Matt?
All right, I'm going to go with Sparty as well. They've been playing really well here. They've got everybody healthy now. Kilworth there was injured a little bit, but they got and so is Cash Emgarten, but they've got them back, and they're looking very strong here. They know if they win out, they can end up with a decent seed, probably a home field advantage, at least in the first round of the playoffs. So they got a lot to play for here the last couple weeks, so Sparty on the hill.
I like it. I like it. Chris?
Yeah, you mentioned Mr. Embry there for East Mills. He's also kind of been their guy to lean on defensively as well. He's got 60 tackles and a couple fumble recoveries leading him on that side. But been really impressed with Xyra EHK. Jameson Kilworth has done a really good job both throwing and running the ball. They've continued to get better. You know, you like to see your team improve throughout the year, and that's what the Spartans have done. That was a really nice win for them on the road last week at a tough place, a place that historically has not been nice to them there in Tabor against Fremont Mills. So I like the Spartans here.
And Jim.
All right. Well, I said special teams and defense. So here you go again. East Mills has thrown 10 interceptions this year. Xyra EHK has picked off 10 passes. I think there's some symmetry in there. I also think there's a message there, too. One of the messages that I pick out of this game, too, is that I've never been a big fan of district football. I didn't much care for it when they switched away from conferences and went to districts. All of the things they promised us have really not come true with the switch. But this is one of the things about district football, though, that is a benefit for Xyra EHK. You can play a tough schedule early on and take a few lumps here and there as you grow through things, but you're still out there. You still got a shot for the playoffs once district play starts. So I think Xyra EHK is going to take advantage of that tonight, come up a winner.
All right, so far through three, we're all agreeing. No limbs, no risks, risk takers yet. And then next up, Riverside, 2-4 at Earlham, a 3-3 unit. Matt.
Yeah, this is a very interesting ballgame because I think Earlham, they both have very similar rushing yards as a team, and Earlham's been predominantly a rushing team in the past. This year they've kind of had to add the passing game a little bit and spread things around. So, you know, so they've kind of changed things up for themselves. Riverside's coming off a couple of losses. I'm going to go with Earlham, the Cardinals, at home. I think the home field advantage for them is going to come into play. I think they've got just a little bit more going for them as far as where they've competed with some similar scores between the two teams. So Cardinals at home.
Okay.
Yeah, this is an interesting game. They have a lot of common opponents already and a lot of similar scores here so far. I mean, they made big difference between them. Earlham was able to edge one out against IKM Manning, whereas Riverside came up short when they played them. Defensively, you got a couple of guys that really stand out. AC Rollers been really good for Riverside, leading them, and then Ryan Stiles on the other side for Earlham. He's got a couple of fumble recoveries, interception, 9 tackles for loss, a guy that can do a lot there. This is one of those games, again, where it's, I think, kind of the home field advantage. Riverside doesn't have a good history of going over to Earlham and having success. So I think this is where that home field maybe plays a little bit into it, and I'm going to give the edge to the Cardinals as well. But I think this will be a close one.
Jim, looks like the wheels are turning there. What are you thinking?
Well, BC Moore pretty much has this pretty much a toss-up this week. I just, again, turnovers and those types of things. I look at special teams and those kinds of things. But I notice Earlham has recovered 14 fumbles this year. Riverside has only gotten 2 takeaways as fumbles this year. So I guess for Riverside to win, the moral of the story is hang on to the football, because if you don't, they're going to take it right away from you on the other side. The smart play is Earlham, but I'm not that smart. I'm going with Riverside on the road because I got to make up some ground.
Jim, you stole my stat. I was hoping to impress everyone with the 14 fumble recoveries, but a popular topic nonetheless. You know, Jackson Gordon is one of those ballers. Oh, what were you going
to
say there, Jim?
I was going to say, easy to say that after I've already thrown it out there.
Jackson Gordon's done a really nice job here for Riverside. 769 yards, 8 touchdowns. This is a good group who's had some unfortunate luck, and both teams have had a similar schedule. Earlham lost to Madrid and ACGC. Riverside, as we've commented, ACGC, AHSTW. A coin toss, but I like Earlham. I like defensively how they've been playing. And to get 14 fumble recoveries, you're either lucky or good, and both are great in football. So I have Earlham. All righty, next up, we're going to Chris here on ACGC at Mount Air.
Yeah, this is another good game. ACGC obviously has been strong. The record shows that, and with being unblemished so far, they're running the ball really well. They play good defense. And this is one of the teams that they've had some good battles with here over the past few years in Mount Air. Jackson Ruggles, their quarterback, has done some nice things for them. And they've got another guy that can get it done on the ground almost at 500 yards rushing. So a team that's got a little bit of balance to them there with Mount Air. This is a tough road trip, but I think this is probably one of those that the Chargers have been pegged on the schedule here for a little while. They want to get one back against Mount Air because they've came up short a couple times. So I'm going to go with ECGC to stay undefeated.
All righty. Next up, Jim.
All right, very good. Well, you know, the way ACGC plays, they rarely face third and longs. They beat the ball on the ground at you, and so they're usually gaining yardage and not going, looking at second and 10, third and 10s like that by throwing a lot of incompletions. So they kind of control the ball game that way. Yeah, it's a road game, but I like the lightning bolts here in this one. I think ACGC is a winner.
Okay, I was looking at it. 2,000 rushing yards. That's how much ACGC has. A very ground-and-pound type team. They average 7.5 yards a carry. Do a nice job there. Quarterback Jathan Stauff is a massive part of that run game. 733 yards for a quarterback with 11 touchdowns on the ground. It's a tough road game. It's not going to be the easiest environment to play in, but I'm giving ACGC the nod. Matt?
I'm going to go with Mount Air.
Oh.
Yeah.
What are you seeing there that the rest of us are not?
What?
Because I'm worried this is like the blind leading the blind here.
He's just thrilled he got to pick last on this.
That's right. Yeah, this is one of those that I think's up in the air. I think the one thing that's probably going to be a negative for Mount Air is that they've got to replace was a good quarterback there from last year.
Jackson Frost.
Frost, yes.
Frost. That's a good quarterback name.
But I think they're doing it. They've played a little tougher schedule than ACGC. I think that's definitely for sure. Mm-hmm. And they play pretty well at home. They've had some games in the past where they've snuck up on people. They got a decent defense in there. So a lot of similarities. So they're used to that ground and pound, playing against it every day in practice. So I'm going to go with Mount Air to kind of pull a little bit of the upset maybe.
Okay, Jim, this is where your comeback starts.
Frost is a good quarterback name, but as our neighbors to the west found out, it's not a good name for a coach.
Yep.
I thought it was a great name for a coach.
Yeah. Why did they get rid of him? We enjoyed it.
And next up, our last game for this segment is Red Oak at AHSTW. And Jim, you have the lead on this one.
Yeah, I didn't put much down here in research into this one. I think AHSTW is just a stronger ball club. They played a really tough schedule. I don't see Red Oak rolling into Avoca and picking up a win there. So, Vikings.
Okay. I printed off some things for this, so I need to share my piece before I give my prediction. You can see a difference in win and loss qualities. They're both staggering. Both teams played Missouri Valley. Red Oak won barely 26-20. AHSTW won 49-0. And just off of that score differential, that speaks to me. I have AHSTW winning. Matt?
I'm going to go with AHSTW as well. Kind of like you guys have said, Red Oak doesn't quite have the firepower coming in. AHSTW's played a pretty tough schedule, and they've managed through it just fine. But they know they got to win out here and get ready for the playoffs. So, Vikings at home.
Do you think this is the kind of team that could make it to the Dome? I'm going to kind of pose that to everybody here at the table.
I don't think so. HSTW?
Yeah.
No. I think once the playoffs start, there's some pretty decent teams in 1A, especially the team right there to the west of them, Underwood, mm-hmm. that they'll have to go through. So
it would take a few breaks.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. 1A's
it's tough.
Kind of tough around here. Yeah.
Okay. And Chris?
Yeah, I think the Vikings are kind of kicking themselves a little bit, too, because they would definitely like to have, I think, at least one more in that win column. They're looking back, I think, at that Trainer game as one that they really stubbed their toe, especially the way that went last week for the Cardinals against Underwood. That was impressive for Underwood. But, yeah, this is one that they get the job done. They're going to take care of business here against Red Oak. I like the Vikings.
Okay. And with that, that'll end our segment here. When we come back, it'll be the last two games on our Who's Gonna Win.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have California Seedless Red Grapes, only $1.48 a pound. Jack's Original Pizzas, just $2.99 each. And Kraft American Singles, buy one, get one free. Over in the meat department, we have 8-ounce New York Strip Steaks, just $5.99 each. Thick-cut Iowa Pork Chops, only $1.88 a pound. and Bacon Wrap Chicken Grillers, only $4.99 each. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Welcome back to the last segment of Who's Gonna Win, brought to you by Fairway Foods and Rush CPA. Our last two starters are going to be myself and Matt. And looking at this first game, Trainer 5-1 right now at Shenandoah 3-3. In offensive numbers, Shenandoah is pretty much statistically better. Their passing and running game looks prettier. They average almost 4 more yards with passing, close to double the amount of rushing. So I was thinking, how is Trainer 5-1 when statistically on the offensive side things haven't worked out really well for him? Then you look at their defense, they have 12 sacks, Shenandoah has none. Trainer has double the tackles for loss that Shenandoah does, and like Iowa fans, I'm with strong defenses. And the 2-punt returns for a touchdown is a nice bonus. Trainer, it is. Come on, Cardinals.
Yeah, I think Shenandoah's had a nice season this year. You know, they had to cancel their year last year, the last few games. They bounced back here with the redistricting and moving down to 1A has been a great bonus for them to get their program going. Trainer's going to exercise some demons from that stinging loss last week to Underwood. So I'm going to think they're going to take it out on Shenandoah this week, and I'll go with the Cardinals.
Okay. Chris.
Yeah, Trainer, they're looking to forget about last week. That was not a good outing against Underwood, and they're going to be looking to bounce back in a big way. And Shenandoah, like Matt said, give Shenandoah credit. They've really, you know, put on a decent season compared to how things have gone for them recently. But I like Trainer here. They have too much going for them on both sides of the ball.
Jim, how are you feeling about your limb here?
Well, you saw right through me because I'm taking Shenandoah at home, and here's why. They both throw the ball quite a bit. Shenandoah runs about twice as much as what Trainer does. And I'm starting to think with the weather conditions on coming up here tonight, it's going to be colder than what they're used to. It's going to be pretty windy out. So I don't know what the passing game is going to look like in that wind. So I don't know. I'm going to go with Shenandoah at home. I'm going to give them those two little intangibles. They're at home, and they run the ball a little bit more. And besides, I'm way behind, so I'm trying to pick up a game.
Okay. And our last one, Perry, 1-5 at Atlantic, 2-4. Matt, please, right. Start us off.
You bet. Yeah, you got two teams here that have some similar numbers as far as in the offensive categories in there. But I think you've got Atlantic's played a little tougher schedule up to this point than what Perry has. Perry's only win there was the first game of the year against Des Moines Hoover in there. So, but Atlantic, you know, they've got a couple of games here coming up the last couple of weeks. They're going to be pretty tough, so they're going to have to make sure they take care of business here, get through a few injuries, and you know, just kind of get the ship righted here before they head in the last couple of weeks. And I think they've done that, so I'm going to go with the Trojans at home.
Okay. Chris?
Yeah, I will say I was, you know, even though the game obviously didn't turn out the way they wanted to, I was kind of impressed with Atlantic last week. Early in the game, the defense played really well. They made some stops when they needed to. They just couldn't get anything going on offense. And your defense is out there the entire first half. Yeah, they start to score points. So, but yeah, they played pretty well. They proved that they can, you know, in tough spots, kind of stick with people. So I think they're turning a corner a little bit in that regard. Just got to figure out the offense. And this is a team that they can do it against. Perry's got a little bit going for them on the other side. I don't know how to pronounce their quarterback's name, but he's done a decent job of both running and passing. Atlantic, I think, defensively sets the tone in this game, and that's what's going to help them win.
Two for Atlantic. Jim.
Well, you better learn how to pronounce his name since you and Bennett Blake are doing the ball game tonight.
I should figure that out, huh? I asked, so we'll find out.
All right, very good. Yeah, I had a chance to see Atlantic twice this year. I saw undoubtedly their worst performance of the year up at Jefferson. And then, because I hope it doesn't get any worse than that. And I saw them play much better, much more solid football over at Knoxville here a week or two ago. I like to think that that's the team that's going to show up here as we move forward. And plus, when we were up there at Jefferson for that game against Greene County, my friends up there in the booth were telling me, yeah, Perry, they played them the week before. They said, yeah, they're not good. That's a scouting report I got. That was the extent of it. Wasn't even a page. Was barely a sentence. So, yeah, I'm going with Atlantic here in this one.
Okay, Matt, I'm going to give you some time here. I noticed the shock on your face. I don't know if everyone else here saw that, but you looked confuzzled. Tell us what was
which one?
When we talked about Chris broadcasting the game tonight, what was that look exactly?
Was he broadcasting?
What? Atlantic Perry.
Oh, really?
With Mr. Bennett Blake going to join me in the booth tonight.
KJM TV.
Oh, really? TV. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be nice.
Yeah, I was definitely confused on where that was. So, great. Okay.
We got
sure everybody tunes in.
We got the A-team on the radio.
You do?
Yeah. And the dream team on the video.
Wow.
We're good.
A-team. Wow. I did not think sliding you money under the table would work.
I might have to tune in.
I'm trying to be nice.
When I look at this game, Perry at Atlantic, I see offensively some similarities. The numbers aren't the prettiest. But defensively, Atlantic is so much better. They have more interceptions, more tackles for losses, and sacks. Perry hasn't even managed to get one sack on the year, and this one will be a little closer, I think, than Atlantic likes, but the Trojans are coming out on top at home. I have Atlantic winning this one. So our last one here, we all have Atlantic, and recapping what we have here, Fremont Mills at Cam. We all have Cam. West Harrison's going to win against Griswold. We all agree there. Exira EHK wins at home against East Mills. We're all unified. And then our first limb here was Riverside at Earlham. Jim, you're going with Riverside. Next up, ACGC at Mount Air. Matt's going out on a limb, picking Mount Air over ACGC. Red Oak at AHSTW. We all agree AHSTW's got that one. Trainer at Shenandoah. Jim, again, on a limb with Shenandoah, pulling the upset. And for Perry at Atlantic, we all have that Trojan pride, believing in Atlantic winning that one. Thanks for joining us here on Who's Going to Win. Once again, brought to you by Fairway Foods and Rush CPA. And tune into the game tonight if you want to listen to some radio on KJAN, or you can watch some KJAN TV for some Trojan football. Thanks for joining us.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA. Now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have California Seedless Red Grapes, only $1.48 a pound. Jack's Original Pizzas, just $2.99 each. And Kraft American Singles, buy one, get one free. Over in the meat department, we have 8-ounce New York Strip Steaks, just $5.99 each. Thick-cut Iowa pork chops, only $1.88 a pound, and bacon-wrapped chicken grillers, only $4.99 each. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway. We're